Morning Ireland, it's 10 minutes past 8 and we go first to our Northern editor Vincent Kearney and that collision that has left 3 dead and an adult and 3 children injured in County Tyrone. Vincent, what can you tell us about what happened?
Well, what we know is that the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service received a call at 3:29 yesterday afternoon following reports of a two-car collision about 3 kilometres outside the town of Cookstown. By the time we got there, it was dark. The road was closed off at both ends and there were large diversions in place. We were at quite a distance, but from what we could see, it would appear there had been a collision at the crest of a hill on the road that made Cookstown to Dungannon Road. Now, we know that the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service dispatched 2 rapid response teams and several emergency crews immediately. When they arrived, they carried out an initial assessment of the scene. Now, as a result of that assessment and initial treatment, 4 children and a woman in her 20s were taken by ambulance to hospital in Belfast, but 3 adults involved in the collision died. The drivers of 2 of the vehicles, a woman in her 80s and a man in his 20s, were killed, as well as a woman in her 50s who was a passenger in one of the vehicles. Now, my understanding is that the 2 of the people who were killed were pronounced dead at the scene, and the 3rd was pronounced dead in the ambulance en route to Belfast. Now, when we arrived last night, as I said, it was dark. It was also very cold. It was noticeable when I stepped out of the car at the side of the road. I slipped immediately. The road surface and the pathway were very slippery. At one point, the cameraman and myself, as we were standing filming, the driver of a van pulled up. He told us to be careful if we were driving along the road to our left, because he said it was like an ice rink, in his words. He said it was extremely slippery, and he also reported that to police officers at the scene. We then witnessed gritters coming into the area and gritting the roads. Now, whether or not that has anything to do with what happened yesterday afternoon, we simply don't know. Police forensic officers were there until quite late last night, examining the vehicles involved and examining the road surface. The road remains closed off, and specialist police investigators will return to the scene of the collision this morning to try to establish exactly what happened and what was the reason for this tragedy that unfolded yesterday, that left 3 adults dead and a woman and 4 young children injured.
Would this be a wide stretch of road, Vincent, with reasonable visibility even for December, or a more rural secondary road?
No, this is the main Cookstown to Dungannon Road, and it is quite a large road. From where we were standing, the section of road appeared to be straight for quite a long period of time. A large section of road that would allow, or should allow, in most of its parts, overtaking safely. But as I say, from what we could see, the collision appeared to be close to the crest of a small bump on the road. Although, as I say, from a distance at night, that wasn't entirely clear. And certainly, police will be trying to establish today what conditions in the area were like in terms of visibility, as well as the condition of the road surface.
And there was a second collision in and around that area yesterday as well, Vincent.
There was indeed. We think this may have been a complicating factor as well. A section of the motorway between Coal Island and Dungannon was closed off yesterday, slightly before this incident, we understand. No details have been released yet, but we understand that a number of vehicles were involved in a serious collision. We understand there's at least 1 fatality there, and a large number of emergency crews, including ambulances and paramedics, were dispatched to that scene. Now, I understand that while some of them were at that scene treating people who were injured, perhaps removing people from the scene, the call came through about the other incident just a short distance away, just a few kilometres really away. And I think some of those emergency teams, those same emergency teams, were then dispatched to the second scene. So I think it was a complicating factor yesterday, St. Stephen's Day, clearly a holiday roader. They may not have as many emergency teams and ambulance crews on duty as normal. And they found themselves dealing with 2 very serious road collisions in fairly close proximity.
And that was our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. We'll have more on this story a little later on. It's 14 minutes past 8.